Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, are you a fan of veggie burgers? How would you feel about veggie discs? Not quite as appetizing, perhaps? Well, next week, MEPs will be deciding whether or not the use of meat-related terms like steak, sausage, escallop? Thank you. Burger and hamburger should be reserved exclusively for products containing meat. They will also vote on banning descriptions like yogurt style or cheese-like, as well as more descriptive terms like creamy on dairy substitute products. So, is this a good idea or is it a bad idea? Well, we're joined now by Thomas Duffy, president of Machrane Afirma, who is in favour of the ban. And in a moment, we'll also be speaking to John Hyland, who is a spokesperson for Greenpeace. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Thomas, can you explain to people why this matters? What, you know, when you go into a shop and you're buying a veggie burger, it's quite clearly marked as a veggie burger. There's little chance a customer is going to be confused, is there? So why is there this move to change it?
Thanks very much for having me on. I suppose there's two elements to this. One is obviously the direct substitution of the word and whether that causes confusion to the consumers. And I think when we look at the description of some of those things that you run through, like for instance steak, there's obviously a deliberate attempt to equate and maybe to mislead the consumer in those cases. And we've seen some absolutely outrageous examples of this. Chicken nuggets that never contain any chicken. As you mentioned, they're Greek or yogurt style, cheese-like, all these sort of different products. So there's a clear misleading there. The problem, I suppose, for the question around sausages and burgers and whether they should be called, you know, veggie tubes or veggie discs, The question really for us has to be, are they nutritionally equivalent? Are they equal? And who is really benefiting from this equivalence? And what I would say is, because a lot of people listening to this could be probably saying, I'm sure, you know, we're not going to be misled. But the only reason that these companies would be fighting against such a ban is because there's obviously a financial incentive and a profitability question for some of the large companies that we're talking about. We're not talking about small little manufacturers here. We're talking about Unilever, IKEA, these huge manufacturers of these products. And so they obviously see something of value, and they obviously see an incentive for their companies to fight this. It isn't for, you know, a libertarian freedom fight that they're doing it.
Yeah, but what's the problem if they are profiting from it? What, like, they're not doing you any harm. If they're profiting from it, they're profiting from it. That's their job. You know, they're not misleading the consumers if they say yogurt-like or cheese-like. They're not saying it's yogurt, it's cheese. They're saying it's a little bit like yogurt, it's a little bit like cheese. You know, who are they hurting?
So I suppose what I would say is, if the consumer wants to buy those, and we're totally in favour of the consumer having the right to buy whatever product they are, but if the consumer is going to buy that product, they're going to buy that product regardless of what it's called. And so really that's the question. If there is some form of profitability out of using these terminologies which have a clear implication of a similarity or a substitution ability, well then really what we have to look at is, why would that be? And it has to be to mislead the consumer. Otherwise, there is no reason to do it.
Well, can I bring in John Hyland, who's spokesperson for Greenpeace here? Isn't Thomas right, John? Because at the end of the day, this is about money. And the products that are being sold, they're not steaks. They're not sausages. They're not even a scallops or a burger. This is about misleading the consumer, isn't it?
Thanks for having me on. No, I don't think it is about misleading the consumer. And I mean, those terms, burger, sausage and so on, I mean, they refer to the form. They refer to the use that they're put to. The same with oat milk and soy milk. They're used as milk. People put them in their coffee. People put them in their tea.
I never heard my grandmother or grandfather say, I'd love an old veggie sausage. When they referred to sausage, they were talking about the meat.
I mean, yeah, maybe grandparents know, but I think that the meat industry is making this move to try and control the language that can be used, out of desperation, because younger generations, they are eating more alternative to meat. They're eating less meat, or some people are eating no meat. And they're doing that for various reasons. They're doing it for their own health. They're doing it for the climate. They're doing it to protect biodiversity and nature. They're doing it for out of interest for animal welfare and so on. And there's plenty of evidence that we are eating far too much meat, far too much dairy.
What about Thomas's point? They're doing it to protect market share as well. And if you advertise in such a way that, look, you can get the same taste, you get the same nutrition, but you're not eating meat. I mean, is that being real with the consumer?
it's being real with consumer in the sense that these are the alternatives that are available. I mean, if you want to eat a burger, you want to go to a burger restaurant with your friends, they eat meat, maybe you don't. What do you get? You get a veggie burger because you're at a burger restaurant. It's not a claim that these things are meat. Mm. They just serve the same function.
Is that a fair point, Thomas, in fairness? I mean, an awful lot of people do want to eat a burger, but they're conscious about the climate and they're conscious about their own nutrition as well. There's a whole health food movement that wants people to move away from meat to plant-based food.
Yeah, well, to be honest, is it a fair point? No, absolutely not. As a member of one of the younger generations speaking here, I'm only 29 years of age. What we're saying is that people have every right. I mean, the way John is talking there, we're talking about banning burgers. And it's not like you're not going to be able to get alternatives.
No, about banning burgers.
They want to...
No, it isn't. No, you're trying to ban the name.
Yeah, exactly. And some of those people are going to make that choice regardless. If I'm concerned about, and in reality, I've been misled into believing that there's a problem with animal welfare in the likes of Ireland, which there isn't, well then, yes, I would still make that motivation. But two things I suppose would draw very important attention to there. One, there's a suggestion here that it's the same as oat and soy milk. Well, those are not called oat and soy milk anymore because the European Court of Justice has banned that use.
But
obviously Tony, you didn't notice that when you changed your use. So there really is no argument here, and the only reason that you would be defending it is for the companies to be making money from it. The other important
Thomas. Can I just ask you though?
It's an allegation to make that I before companies making profit. I mean, it's Copacajeca, the biggest lobby group in Brussels, the oldest lobby group in Brussels, who've been pushing this. And they are very clearly looking after their profit margins members.
You said the meat industry. Who does Copacajeca represent?
They represent farmers. They're one of the oldest in Brussels.
Exactly. They don't represent.
They represent the industrial farming industry as well.
The industrial farming industry, really.
They do, yeah.
Okay. Thomas, I just want to put a couple of the texts that we've got to 51551 to yourself. Sean in Irishtown says, would you cop on, Machra and Afirma? People are not stupid. This is a total waste of EU time and money. Janet in Dublin says, it's not misleading. Major survey in the US found consumers are not confused. We've had peanut butter, veggie burgers for decades. Meat industry feel threatened by a rise in alternatives. I know that's the point as well that John is making. And is there not some truth to that? You see people going into the shops and they're going towards the veggie alternatives and you're trying to find a way to stop them?
No, absolutely it is not the truth or it's not the case. And I suppose the first thing to point out is I don't think anyone believes that peanut butter is a substitute. I've never made a ham and cheese sandwich with peanut butter in between it. So I think we have to be very, very clear. What we talked about here, and to go back to a point that was raised about if they are nutritionally equivalent, but they're not nutritionally equivalent, they do not have the same standard. These products are nowhere like the different nutritional profile that you would get from meat. And I suppose that's
doesn't that depend on what's in the burger?
It does, but if you can name me a single burger which would have a similar protein content to what you would get from beef, there are certainly lots of products on the market which call themselves burgers but don't have anywhere near the nutrition.
Yeah, but I can present you with 10 or 15 chefs who could rustle up a burger, I'd say, based on plant-based food that could be the equivalent of a meat burger, no? Yeah.
I've never come across one that would be equivalent to a beef burger. No, okay. It's certainly a higher protein.
If we're talking about nutritional value, the advice from the Lancet, the advice from plenty of doctors, is that we're eating far too much meat.
Okay,
people need to eat less meat, and these alternatives are there. People are taking them, and the meat industry is scared that their market share is being eaten into.
Okay, well, lots of people are texting, as I said, to 51551. You've got people coming down on both sides. I'll give you one text, Thomas, in favour of you. This person says the meat industry should just label meat products as vegan. Imagine the controversy if there's beef, pork or dairy in something labelled as vegan. Sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. That could be the fastest solution to getting the product labelling rules changed and rectified to stop trying to confuse customers. So the debate will keep going and they're due to vote on this next week in the European Parliament. We'll keep an eye on it. But for now, thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's John Hyland and Thomas Duffy.